So this morning, we're really blessed to have Heather Lauk from upstate New York on the call. And Heather has become one of my very best friends. And she has been in and out of NECAN, or NECAN has affected her life for quite a few years. And she has quite the dramatic story. She has become a naturopathic doctor, so she knows a lot about natural health. And she's one of my gurus that I go to quite often for guidance and help and like, what do you think about this? So I'm very blessed to have Heather Lauk in my life, and I'm very excited to have her share her story and her NECAN path on our call this morning. So good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Linda. Yes, I am blessed as well. That is, it goes both ways. Ditto, big ditto to that. Yeah,
so
I love
tell us about how you first were introduced to NECAN. I think it all started with a necklace, and just a reminder, if you are in a noisier area, just push the mute button on your phone. Thank
yes,
you.
I did get introduced to NECAN through my massage therapist. She was my mentor, my friend, my sister, my mom. She played a lot of roles in my life. And I had tremendous head pain. I had migraine headaches. I didn't have them like you, Linda, thank goodness. I don't think I could have handled that. But I had them probably every week, and I would have one for pretty much a whole day. And I would be sometimes knocking my head against the wall. I would have to go get shots because they were just so horrible. And she said, try on this necklace. It was one of the gold ones that I kept after that for a long time.
One of the magnetic necklaces?
Yes, one of the magnetic necklaces. She says, try this on. You know, it's helped a whole bunch of other people. It might help you. I said, okay. I'm pretty open to many things, so I tried it on, and I am thrilled to say I have not had a migraine headache since, and that was 13 years ago. And I know the date so well because what happened that was absolutely, I feel, miraculous, because my body was unable to retain pregnancies. I had many miscarriages. So when I put that necklace on, I believe that it balanced out my body enough to retain my beautiful son, who is now 12 years old and bigger than I am and taller than I am. And he was born as a preemie, 4 pounds, 10 ounces. He was smaller than the remote control of the TV.
Wow.
Sure, if you want to see that. But he was like a little turtle without a shell. He was just so tiny. And I give thanks to that. I hadn't had children in 19 years, and I had many miscarriages before that. So I have him, and then I just enjoyed him for many years until I had a health crisis back in about 5 years ago. And my body became paralyzed. You know, does everybody know what paralyzed means? Means that you can't move anything. It started in my back within 24 hours. I was totally without movement in my entire body. I could move my mouth, which I didn't really want to, because all I would do was cry and cry because it was so, so painful. They discovered that my body had eaten my myelin sheath. I was probably poisoned by preservatives in foods, because a couple years later we had a reoccurrence, and it came from apple pie. So I'm very careful about what I eat now. You know, I eat organic, I eat natural. I find friends who have gardens, and we plant them together so that we know, you know, they're good energy. So after that, I kind of lost who I was. I didn't know how to turn a handle. I didn't know how to put a key in a lock. I couldn't remember how to turn the water on in the bathtub. I mean, I knew who I was. I knew my name, and I knew I had kids. I knew I had parents. I didn't go out very much because I couldn't move. Most days, about 27 out of 30 days, I couldn't move. I was totally inflamed. My hands would swell up, my neck, my thighs, my hips, my back. I couldn't lay very easily because it hurt. If you touched me, I felt like you were punching me. My thermostat went. I was freezing. I would wear a fur coat in the summer. I wear hot chilies to this day, day and night. They're long johns. So I'm hoping Meekin will come back out with their long johns because I do need them. So one day I was standing in my herbal tea corner. I used to make medicines for people before that, from nature, and I make extracts. And I woke up to find in my hand 17 pills. Now, I'm not a person who took pills before that. I looked up in the cabinet and I saw all these bottles with my name on them. How'd you get here? Better yet, forget that. What are you going to do about it? So I remembered, thank God, I remembered Dr. Emoto, and that our bodies are about 70-75% water. And I said, okay, if I get good water, I can, you know, get better. My body will be 75% better, and 25% was doable for me. You know, so 100% bad or sick or, you know, in bed, that was just too overwhelming for me. I think I probably would have given up if God hadn't given me those little messages. And so then I looked back, and by then we had the aquaphor. I was like, hallelujah. So I got the aquaphor.
The aquaphor that does PyMag water filtration?
Yes.
Okay, great.
That beautiful, beautiful hexagonal, magnetized, filtered, resonating with my cells water. That beautiful water. I'm looking at my waterfall right now, and I'm just saying thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, I just love our water. And I thought about that, and I asked Sally again. I said, and I got to know Patty. That's when I got to meet Patty. And I said, you know, I need to get this stuff. I'm really, really ill, and I just need to get, I think I need air. I know I need air. I didn't think of that first, but I know I need air. I need a comforter because I'm always in bed, and I need some water. So I got a comforter, and I got a water. I got, what else did I get? Maybe the body energizer. I felt that was extremely important for me. I know a little bit about detoxing. Again, I'm a naturopath, so I kind of studied all that stuff in order to, I think, protect myself from governmental things from my daughter. She was young. So I did get those things. I got probably 70-75% better within a month. I would have maybe 7 days a month where I couldn't move, and the rest I could move. So it was a dramatic, dramatic change. Then, about a year later, I think Dr. Nadine, the man who changed his name, came out with the bone pack replenishment system that I just loved. I have scoliosis, and I had many broken legs and many surgeries to repair that broken leg, you know, months after. So I've had a lot of bone issues. So I started taking that. Within a week, I saw dramatic results. My joints felt better. You know, the inflammation had gone down. I haven't broken a leg since, which I'm very happy about. And I continue to take it because my thyroid is also not functioning from the paralysis, I think, but I maybe be from before that. So I do other things as well, like I'm a raw thyroid. And let me see. Oh, this is the big one. This is the big part. This is why we called. This is why you called me, right?
Well, it's part of it, but we wanted the whole story, so yeah.
Yeah,
right.
No, this is the best part. This is like, this is. I've been 5 years remaking myself, empowering myself, exploring different things. When last year, it'll be a year this month, March 16th, I will always remember that date because it was just such a beautiful day that I got my first shipment of Vital Balance in the mail. And Linda, of course, is my best friend. And she had given me this plan a couple years earlier, but I just couldn't do it. I wasn't in a place where I could do it. So when this came, this Vital Balance came, and the plan came together, Linda's plan, I love so much, I just started it. I didn't tell anybody how much I weighed because I was too embarrassed. I was too sensitive about it. I'd been heavy all my life. My mom has sent me to fat camps. I've been to Weight Watchers, South Beach, Pritkin. I know about all these diets. And none of them, they would work for a little bit, but then they wouldn't work. And when I read that, and I listened to Roger Drummer's The Bitter Truth About Sugar, something kind of snapped in my brain. When he talked about the opiate receptors in the brain and the synapses, that snapped something. And then when Linda said the job of insulin is to take the fat or the sugar molecule and store it as fat, oh my gosh, my whole world opened up. And I was like, I can do this. I can finally do this because I understood it. My scientific mind said, ooh, you know, we can do this now because we know more of the facts. So most people don't need to know that, but I did. So I started on it. I do the plan 7 days at a time. I don't do it for more. I only do it for 7 days as I felt that was too overwhelming for me. I don't do things that I can't prophesize about, that I can't see, you know, in the future. I couldn't see myself going a whole year on this plan. Never. And now I can't see life without it. I love it. So I went from 222 pounds, and I think I sent you my picture, so you kind of have an idea of what I looked like. And people don't recognize me. They call me skinny. Nobody's ever called me skinny in my life. I have a sister-in-law who's Spanish who we call skinny, so now she calls me skinny. She always used to call me La Gorda, which means fat. And she was La Flaca, which means skinny, and now she calls me La Flaca. I'm the other one. So
tell us more about how you did the plan.
Oh.
So how many times a day did you have the shake, and how did you make it all work? I don't think you've mentioned yet how much weight you
made it all work with your tutelage, my dear. I made it all work with you.
And
our support
for
call.
For people that are listening, we
yes.
want them to know, because not everybody that's hearing this is actually on our call.
Yes. I'll get to it. I just want to tell you how much I love you and how much I appreciate how much you did for me and
you
know, showed me and guided me. And I think this support call is essential for people. I know you always say that you have 4 times the success rate with support, and I think it's more than that. I depended on all of you guys, Mike and everybody on the call. We had fun doing it, and we were just like this little group of people that just was muddling along. But I went by the book, by the letter. I would get up in the morning, have a glass of water, and I would have my Vital Balance first thing. I would do 2 scoops Remember, I was 222 pounds, so I needed to eat 111 grams of protein. You know how hard that is? Really difficult at the beginning. So I would put an organic raw egg that I get from my chickens, so I know where they come from. I would put it in my magic bullet, and with one ice cube, because I don't really like things really cold, and I would blend it and drink it. The first time I drank it, I felt it going into my body like little fireworks going into my cells. It went all the way through my body like a shot of lightning. It went down to my toes, and I said, ooh, this is good. So then I would have some... I wouldn't have anything because I really wasn't hungry until around 11 or 12 most days, or sometimes even 1 o'clock sometimes. And I would have another one, and I would have my second one. And sometimes I would put something else in it, like almond milk or coconut milk or some cinnamon or some chocolate or anything I wanted. And I would also put
unsweetened coconut milk or unsweetened almond milk, though, too,
yes.
Right?
Yes, okay. The lowest one. I think it has, like, -1 grams of carbs in it. I look at carbs on everything now, everything. I look at the serving size. I look at the calories. I don't really care about that, but I do look at it. And I look at the carbs.
Because on this diet, you're not counting calories. You're not on this eating plan for life. You're not counting calories. You're not restricting how much you're eating. You're just restricting how many carbs that you're consuming because you were on a mission to release weight.
Yes, and I needed to release a lot of weight. So I had, but as again, I just did it 7 days at a time. The first week, I felt so good, and I know that at the end of those 7 days, I feel so good that I'll continue, and that's the way it's been with everyone I've introduced it to. It changes something in your brain. It's that magic MCT, so medium chain triglycerides. I think that's what it is. But I think it's also the synergy of all the ingredients in it. So I would have another one. I would have salad, or I do a lot of chicken. I get chicken tenders, and sometimes I marinate them, sometimes I don't. I saute them up in butter or something like that, and I put them in the refrigerator. And then when I'm hungry, I just have a chicken tender, or two, or three. Sometimes I have a lot of snacky foods around because I'm not a meal eater. I like to snack. I like to walk around, and I like cold food. Warming up food in the microwave doesn't appeal to me, so if I don't cook it right then, I don't usually eat it very often. I like food right out of the refrigerator, so I do a lot of snacky stuff like Barbara. And
what would that be for people that are also looking for snacky but healthy food besides the chicken tenders or turkey?
Turkey, those egg things that you make, oh my gosh, those are delicious.
The egg cups on the website?
Yep, those things. With olives, I love olives. Pickles,
yeah.
I love pickles.
Dill pickles, is that what kind?
Dill pickles, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And you can have a whole jar if you want. On
oh my goodness, don't tell me that.
You can, yeah. And the website, in case you don't know what it is, it's Vital Energy Chips. .com, Vital Energy Chips with an S.com. Go ahead. Any veggies that you like to snack on?
Yeah, but I like the ones that you're only supposed to have a couple times a week. I like Brussels sprouts. I like eggplant. I like very odd. I like palm hearts. I lived in South America, and I love all that. I used to love black beans, too.
Were you doing that on the eating plan? And so
no, I stopped everything. I stopped tomatoes. I stopped Brussels sprouts. I stopped almost everything. I eat salads sometimes. I like spinach. I like sautéed spinach, you know, just lightly sautéed in olive oil or something like that and some Himalayan pink salt on it. I just devour that. That I love. Broccoli, I eat. I love broccoli. I love cauliflower, mashed cauliflower, like mashed potatoes, because I used to love mashed potatoes. Those radishes that you told me about, what are those?
The daikon,
yes.
D-A-I-K-A-N, daikon,
yes.
Radish. Yep.
Those radishes I like because they almost are like a potato consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Napa, is that Napa cabbage?
Napa cabbage, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That I love. I do that with salsa, which I try and minimize the tomatoes, but I can have that once a week. And I put some cheese on it. Although when I have cheese, I seem to keep the weight on. I don't lose any. So dairy, when you take away dairy too, and if you take away all oils too.
Now, I remember you had a few plateaus. In fact, a lot of people will have a week, once as they're going through the eating plan, a week out of a month plateau. What did you do to get through that, or did it frustrate you?
Oh, my goodness. It was about a month, and it was right after my four-day 4th of July vital balance. I was eating cheese, and I didn't know. You know, I didn't really realize, because as you get used to it, you kind of start putting back in foods that you like, and I kept not losing weight. So it was about a month before I said anything, and it was so simple to just go back to the first day, to the first week, and you just said it. Just go start over. So that's what I do every week. I start over. Even if I have a eating day where I eat, you know, things that I haven't eaten in a long time, I don't feel guilty about it because I enjoy it thoroughly because I love food. I think guilt puts something in your body that makes you retain the water and weight and everything else. So I don't feel guilty about it. I just say, all right, tomorrow I start over. I get to start over.
Mm-hmm.
You get to choose every day.
That's awesome. And it's amazing because your body has now readjusted at that weight.
It has.
You know, even if you do have things that may not be on the list, you know, so you are enjoying life, but it's once you have these tools, you learn to choose your carbs, and it's like, that's just, you might take one bite of something and that has the carbs that you're taking, you know, adding in, and it's like, well, I don't really like that. I'm not going to eat the rest of it. You've kind of learned to choose your carbs, and they better be good. Otherwise, I'm not having it. I want something good, right?
Absolutely. You remember that? Well, Thanksgiving story with potatoes and carrots.
Yes,
I love that story. I just wanted, my daughter is trying to push carrots on me, and I'm sure they were delicious. I did try one, but I wanted the mashed potatoes. I hadn't had mashed potatoes in 8 months. I was dying for mashed potatoes, and I just thoroughly enjoyed them. But Linda was watching me with, you know, I don't know what kind of a face I had.
It was like, like, Mike, you know, I'm not trying it. But and I finally spoke up and I said, you have to understand that your mom is choosing her carbs. She hasn't had mashed potatoes in 8 months. Although the carrots are good, she tried it. She would rather have the mashed potatoes. She's choosing her carbs. So it was very fascinating and interesting to see. And then to share it.
Yeah.
Well, I do want to wrap it up have just a couple minutes for questions. So what was your, how many pounds did you lose in the
81.
Release.
81 in 8 months.
Woohoo! 81 in 8 months, which is just awesome and phenomenal. And it's been amazing to see people that had knew you and then hadn't seen you. You know, like, example, Brody Craney, when he saw you in Las Vegas, his jaw was on the ground for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was.
He kept looking at Heather and then looking at me, like, and then back at Heather, back at me.
Is that
back
really
at Heather,
her?
It's like, is that really her? And you have
he
an
knew
amazing
my voice,
story.
He knew my voice, but he couldn't see me,
mm-hmm.
You know, inside there. Nobody could see me inside there because there was too much stuff on the outside.
And how is your life now? Because I remember being with you and your knees would lock up. You had a hard time walking.
Oh.
And now you, like, bounce around.
I run up the stairs. I run up and down them just to do it because I can.
Mm-hmm. You're so much happier. You're just, like, your energy level has, like, shifted to a whole different plain.
I feel like, yeah, I've never been healthier. I feel like I'm 30, maybe 29.
And you went to your doctor, and he was concerned. Would you mind just sharing that real quick?
Almost the whole way, he was very concerned. I said, I'm going to do this anyway, so are you going to help me or not? And, of course, he's a wonderful man, so he did. He would test me every month, and I was pre-diabetic. I am no longer that. My ketones, as of September 7th, I think, was my last appointment for that. I mean, I still go. Everything was good. My blood sugar was great. My thyroid is good. My skin isn't sagging. It's just amazing.
And that is a really good point, because your skin didn't sag. A lot of times people, when they lose 80 pounds, they have some sagging happening.
Yeah, you got it.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Does anybody have a question you'd like to ask Heather?
This is Gloria, Heather. I wanted to know how long it was. I was waiting for you to say that you were no longer paralyzed. What happened? When did that change? My goodness, what a miracle in your life.
It was a miracle. It was when I got the air, the water. Within a couple of months, I was much, much better.
And the doctor says to you, all of a sudden, you can move more than your mouth. You're starting to get feeling in your body, and you start moving. What does he say?
I went to 27 doctors. I went to an outrageous amount of doctors. They told me I had Parkinson's, Guillain-Barré, cancer, MS, fibromyalgia, the list went on and on. Neurological disorders, it just went on and on. And most of them said, don't know what you got, can't help you.
Well,
and I wanted to thank you, Gloria, for the salt the other day. That was a beautiful, beautiful.
You're welcome. I love it. I know it makes such a difference. And what you're saying here, with the wellness home environment, is such a testimony to what we do in the kin, because when you change the environment, your body changes. You have
absolutely
a response. That's
absolutely
wonderful. Thank you for sharing this. I'm just thrilled to hear the whole story. I just heard 80 pounds, but I didn't know where you came from. My goodness.
Well, that's why I have to go back and tell people, because, you know, 80 pounds in itself is a beautiful, beautiful story. But it was because of, you know, previous things, from where I came from to where I am now. Yeah, it's a miracle.
It is.
It really is. Mm-hmm. And it's a miracle that I thank you, Ken, for, and all the people in it.
It's
wonderful.
Heather, this is Karen. Good morning. Congratulations.
Hi, Karen.
You did a great job. I'm a naturopath who had fibromyalgia, and the Duken products have totally transformed my life and given it back to me as well. So I'm thrilled for you, because I know where you come from. I do have a question regarding the skin issue. I do have a number of clients who want to lose a lot of weight. Did you exercise?
I could not at the beginning.
Okay.
I wasn't able to walk until around July. And that was March, April, May, June, July. So that was 5 months into it. I started walking. I walk now about a mile every day in my woods, which I love. You know, I just love being out in nature. So, no, I didn't at the beginning. I couldn't.
Okay.
I couldn't. So I think walking is the best exercise for me anyway. Everybody's different.
Okay.
Wait. There's a very, very special thing that I do. I cheated. I have a far infrared sauna that I get into twice a day.
That
is my exercise. That takes the place of my exercise.
About how long do you sit in the sauna?
25 minutes.
Got it.
Each time, twice a day. I do it in the morning, and I do it before I go to bed, because I'm still very cold. My body, outside body temperature, is very cold. So I use it to warm up, but I also love it. It gives me, instead of exercise, I've done that.
Yeah, I've been in a far infrared sauna. They're amazing.
It is a special sauna. It's actually on my website. It's something that I started incorporating and adding to my wellness home. So it's something that I import from Taiwan. So it's a bonus from Linda.
Yay.
It is on vitalenergytips.com, and you would just hold and click on the detox tab, and you can actually watch the video of the benefits of the far infrared sauna. And your head is not being heated, because it's not healthy to heat the head. So
no, it's not.
Great. Thank you so much, Heather, and congratulations again.
You're welcome. Is this Karen Watanabe?
No, it isn't. I'm Karen Willens. I am in Wisconsin.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Karen. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, Heather, I've wondered if that had anything to do with the non-sagging skin. We've wondered about that, actually.
I'm pretty sure it is. Because I look at pictures of other people in the same amount of time, and yeah, they don't look like me. I don't look like them. Thank goodness.
Well, it does work on the skin elasticity. We all know the benefits of far infrared. That's why we love our comforters and all of our technologies, and that's why I wanted one, is because of Nikan's far infrared products. And it is pretty amazing. So, cool. Anybody else have a question for Heather?
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you so much, Heather, for joining us and sharing your entire story. And it's just such a blessing and a gift, and there's a lot of people out there that really want the results that you've achieved. You know, to achieve overcoming a devastating health challenge and overcoming not being able to have a baby that you so wanted, and to overcome releasing over 80 pounds in 8 months, and now you have a life that you truly love. You know, energy, vitality, feeling good. You can walk. You can exercise. You really have gotten rid of so many limitations that you had. And most people would think that they don't have a choice or an option, but because here you are. You are, the proof is in the pudding. You've done it. And I think it's just an opportunity for so many other people to do the same thing. So thank you so much, Heather.
Thank you, my dear,
for sharing your story.
Thanks for allowing it.